The Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 120 for Friday, January 27th, 2017.
Fat Bike Radio presents the Weekly Dose of Fat, starring Greg in his triumphant return as Sven, co-starring Nomez, playing the role of Eddie Haskell, with J.K. Levin in his Nomi Award-winning performance as Dr. Welby's housekeeper, Consuela. This is show 120. What do you want for...
And your chips for free. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to Smurf Illustrated. Have a Smurfy day. I am your Uncle Weirdo Smurf, filling in for Fat Daddy Smurf. Or we could do the Red Glito so Fat if you guys aren't feeling the Smurf thing.
The Smurfy, Smurf-nestivity.
Hey, over there is J.K. Levin, my friend, mi amigo.
Hi, Nomez.
Looking perfectly, perfectly Smurfy. I got sort of very
nice. Yes, yes.
That looks like a rug my grandma used to have.
Well, we're here. There's beer. Get used to it. And over there, the Fat Bike Radio music director, Crazy Chris Daisy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on the show this week, color announcer guy?
Our schedule this evening's choir practice will commence in the presence of gnomes with hymn number 3. Please turn your hymn books to page 5 and sing along with me.
The
Event of the Week!
What the
fuck just happened?
It's
apparently only JK and I have the feeling of the fat. The rest of you, maybe don't.
Well, then we talk to representatives from the World National Local Championships of Fun in this week's triple platinum version of Event of the Week. We'll take your fat bike. Best food order at the drive-thru in the Fatty Farm Field Report. We grill up some of the week's spiciest fat links in the studio hibachi.
Hey, hibachi!
Hibachi. You got links. You didn't forget links. You got links.
Yeah. I'm all right. You're all right. Get used to it.
All right. After this break, we're going to come back with stuff. And this break, I think, might be Zion Cyclery or something.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands: Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yeah, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. We're Organization Central here at Fat Bike Radio today.
Then
it's time for live team coverage from the Fat Bike event calendar.
Yeah, let's bring our colleague. Our colleague, a cat that defies introduction, a Milwaukee rabble rouser, Mr. Crescita.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay, welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, this is now the Crescita Radio Hour. He's going to take over the show. And up first, we have a... We have 3 events of the week this week because it's, you know, primetime re-season. But these 3 events, there's a world championships. There's like a local private race that we can't even really tell you where it's at. We're just going to tease you with that one. And then there's the USA Cycling Fat Bike National Championships and golf tournament over there in Grand Ole Cup.
Is that the one in Michigan?
JK was like, what?
Golf?
Dude, that was totally his Johnny Carson. Right there.
is it a stick golf course or a disc golf course?
It is a stick golf course.
Yeah, which could make for some fun activities, I would imagine.
We brought the golf course over there in Michigan. I don't think it's the same one, but it was kind of, it had elevation and sand traps. And,
yeah.
And what was the name of that crazy time? What was
Gaylord.
Gaylord, that was it.
Were you that legal? Crazy were you use? Doing it legally? Or
yeah,
illegally?
There was a race going on the course.
All right.
Lunds and I raced.
Winter?
I took photographs and rode around.
About 5 years ago. Winter, yeah.
Yeah, boy, back in the dork ages, we were dorks. But at least I was. Probably Greg wasn't. He was probably still cool. So do we have any calls, anyone calling in? We're supposed to have Patrick Reed from Dirt Components on the line about the Krusty Butt World Fat Bike Eating Championships.
He's not going to call in. Then let's talk about the lake levels around Lake Michigan. Does anybody have any insight on the elevation of the water out there?
Let's dial up the NOAA.
Port Washington out there, Sheboygan, Zion, Chicago.
Zion.
Anyone?
I've been to Zion.
What are the levels like? You got beach? Can we ride for far?
There's a ride at Zion.
Can we do can we do a Sheboygan to Port ride? Is there enough beach? Can we get by? That's what I want to know.
I've been like 6 miles north of Port.
And it's not passable.
No, there was definitely places where you would have to get wet to get through.
Well, that's all right. But I got wet all day. I was getting wet all day.
Were you wearing that Showers Pass jacket today?
No, I was not.
Just wondering.
Sorry, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I got that all together for you.
Right on.
I do.
Nice.
Hey, you know, we don't have any real famous people calling, but we do have a caller on the line. Welcome, radio program caller.
Hey.
That's Travis, isn't it? Is that Travis?
Yes, it is.
There he is.
Travis. Back.
We're doing our radio program here, Travis. Yeah, I'm back.
You should introduce for the Chris Zito Radio Hour, you should really introduce Chris to Travis.
Travis. Well, Travis is from Anchorage. He's our fat ambassador from Alaska.
All right.
And he calls in regularly. And we got special guest Mr. Chris Zito in the room today, Travis. So say hey.
Well, hey, Chris.
Hello, Travis. How are you?
Good, man.
How are things?
Wallowing in snow.
Good. Excellent. What's the temperature like up there?
We were pretty much sub-zero for a good month, and then the last 10 days we've got over 2 feet of snow, and right now it's about 28 degrees out.
Oh, awesome.
Are you in the garage right now?
I am in the garage.
Travis, have you ever met that cat John Evenson?
You know, yes, briefly.
All right,
At the Big Fat Expo.
All right, cool. Yeah, I met him. He's my only thought of Alaska. I met him briefly when I was at the Cube Farm, and he was there for something or doing something with Dave Gray from Surly, and he was kind of the inspiration for this whole crazy shit that's going on with these fat bikes. I think
is that a thing? Are fat bikes a thing now?
I think Dave Gray, you know, was I think one of his guys was Evenson who like turned him on to it. And
wait, you worked at a farm where you grew cubes?
You know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Evenson was Alaska, and that's where, you know, Dave Gray was like, yeah, it's these guys in Alaska that are doing this. Check it out. And wow.
And now it's a thing.
It's not a fad anymore, or dumb, or heavy. Those things are stupid. They're heavy. They're slow.
What are we talking about? Gomez again?
Yeah, let's talk about Alaska. Let's talk about Alaska. What kind of riding are you guys doing up there? I mean, right now, if you went out, would it be all powder, or is it beat down trail? Or
I got a private track, as I call it, behind my house. It's too soft right now with all the snow we've got, so I've been skiing it in. So I haven't hit the main trail since it dumped. I imagine stuff's starting to get packed out, and some of it does get groomed, but you'd be amazed at how much of the majority of the trails get packed by the fat bikers themselves, pushing, shoving, sweating it.
Post-hauling it.
Getting it done.
So the fat bike craze is even going crazy up there. I guess that's where it evolved, isn't it?
Yeah, they're everywhere. You can't drive from one side of town without at least seeing somebody on one or one hooked up to the back of a...
There's a lot more of those in Alaska than there are in the Sahara Desert.
I spent the day working today, Travis. Spent the day working today on a fixed gear track bike. Is there anybody riding those up there?
Not that I know of.
No, I didn't think so. I didn't think so. That would be a challenge.
What has been happening with events up your way, Travis?
The Frosty Bottom just went down a couple weekends ago, and that was the forecast was for 10 below to kick it off, and then it ended up, it changed, and we got hit with about, I don't know what side of town you're on, 6 to 10 inches of snow that hit Friday night and was still falling at the start of the race. So that was a pretty epic, brutal battle. Jamie Stoll took first in the men's, 25, and he was an hour slower than he was the previous year. And last year, Will Ross won the what they call the Frosty 50. It's actually 43 miles, and he did that 2 hours and 40 minutes.
But who won it this year?
Or something? And he did, oh, Mr. Tim Burson.
We're not talking about last year.
I think he's comparing how long it took to do it last year versus this year.
I was leading into something with this. Yeah. So
let the man talk.
They weren't even halfway done last year.
What was the difference in conditions?
Soft. Just so soft. They ran a snow machine with a groomer wheel through about maybe 10 or 12 miles of the trail, and that was all that got groomed of either the 25 or 43 miles. And, it was brutally slow, and everybody was just eating shit right and left.
Oh, that sucks.
But it's an adventure.
That's fun as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you get some corn in there.
I like corn.
Like,
gotta be right day long.
Like the new battle band corn. The rumba da battle rum.
Like a corn back rapper.
That's the K-corn. The K-corn man.
K-corn. So Tim won and Josh came in second and Will came in third. And then who won the ladies? Do you follow the ladies racing there?
I believe it, Megan Shelf took the 50. And, Amber Stoll took the 25.
Oh, very good.
And out of all the starters, at least that I saw, you know, the typical leaders that you see in the top echelon there, as far as I could tell, Tim was the only one running a 100-millimeter rim and a 5-inch tire.
Nice. But kind of a thing to ride in slop.
Sloppy is sloppy.
True Alaskan conditions. You guys had to be just happy as hell. You're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Miles for miles.
Yeah.
Because we would have probably like had to have had a mass evacuation if that happened here. The river of tears.
It's been pretty warm here, hasn't it? I mean, I just got back from the desert, but...
If you have to talk to me, you have to talk to me. We're on the air.
Don't whisper.
Now. We're on the air.
Stop
now,
whispering.
You know?
You forgot.
What do you want?
Who am I?
You're the host of the show now.
I know.
It's the Chris Zito Radio Hour. What can I help you with, boss?
Travis. Travis, are you still there?
I am.
All right, man. You ever have any interest in coming down here and riding some beaches with us along Lake Michigan?
He's coming.
Oddly enough.
He's coming
tomorrow.
You know
what? I have a huge interest. He's coming down in March for the Berkey.
Oh, awesome. You got to see if you can extend that a little bit. Come down and spend a few days in Milwaukee with us. We'll ride some beaches and
It's like
fun.
You're reading his mind, man. It's like you're reading his mind.
You are, because that's my plan.
All right, excellent.
Hey, you know what we could have from Travis now is the Alaska dope report.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
I got all kinds of information for you.
I don't
want
to mess with no reefer addicts.
We were going to have my, I tried to talk my friend DJ into calling us and giving us the Wellness Center report from the Worlds in Crested Butte. And he was like, but registration is full. Can you get me in the downhill race? I'm like, no. Can you just go buy some legal weed and then call me and tell me what it's like?
Can you get me in the downhill race, though?
He's like, oh, I talked to Steve at Borealis. He got us set up. I'm like, well, great with weed or with a registration or both.
Which ones of these? So now that it's legal up there, have you been sampling and what have you discovered?
Well, yeah, I've hit every shop in Anchorage, kind of just like at least the rumors I heard of Washington, Oregon, Colorado. Slow start, so the shops are open for a few days, then they sell out and close. Quality-wise, it's not there. You know, there's some good stuff, but you're typically seeing more like 10 to 15% THC versus some of the, you know, 37% that I've burned down in Seattle.
G50.
There's some good, some bad. It's developing. I'm supporting it, but I'm not spending much money there.
Hallelujah. So does it have to be grown in state, or can people import it from their local Maui Waui mountainside Hawaiian, you know, tropical rainforest?
California,
in-state licensed growers. Yeah,
so someone's got to move up there and open a giant hydroponic factory. But dang, you guys are talking about pot, right?
It's the marijuana, I think they call it.
All right, the pot.
The legal marijuana.
This is actually not Fat Bike Radio anymore.
It's the pot radio.
It's now the dope report.
Oh, it's just part of the show.
And, you know, what with me being a worker now, worker bee, I haven't even sampled it for the last 3 months. Feel bad.
Really? None of us have tried it because it's illegal here.
Travis, have you done any... I'm interested in Alaska. Have you done any rafting up there with your fat bike in the pack rafts? Any kind of that stuff across?
No, I haven't. Right. That definitely piques my interest, but I've not done any of the pack rafting. Although there's, you know, as Gomez knows, brother Bjorn, he's had some epic adventures with the pack raft and the bike and.
Yeah.
Have you ever,
Bjorn, that young kid?
Have you ever chewed seal blubber?
Negative.
No? Is that a thing?
Between your cheek and gum?
I don't know. I think you're asking Travis if that a thing up there.
Yeah, I'm asking you, Travis. Seal blubber. Is that a thing? Seal blubber?
Why? What?
Be like jerky.
No, I chew Copenhagen because it goes best with a good glass of scotch.
Nice.
Oh.
Do you all have pet seals or a pet walrus or a pet
narwhal?
Narwhal.
Isn't that the unicorn of the ocean?
No. Something like that.
All I got is a fucking polar bear on a gold chain with sunglasses in my backyard. Gomez won't pick up.
Is that one of the retired Coca-Cola bears?
No, I stole it from the zoo.
Pop quiz, Travis.
Guess what just escaped from the zoo in Virginia?
What?
Narwhal.
No.
Damn.
Some sort of panda, but not the...
Oh, the red panda?
The red panda.
Ling Ling.
Sorry.
Is that like a dingo?
It's
a dingo
like
ate my baby.
That dingo ate my... No, the dingo stole me, baby.
Stole me, baby.
It's kind of like a raccoonish looking beastie.
One escaped from some zoo in Virginia today. Not the big white and black... Bamboo-eating bastards.
The rare and beautiful that would be tragic.
But so there you go.
I think the red panda is also rare and endangered. So do we have any of these other jackholes on the phone that are going to call us?
If we did, I would have put them on the air already.
God.
It's time for you to start pestering them.
Really? Oh, I can do that.
You can pester. Pester away.
What about there's a Colin Rotto? He was supposed to call in.
That's in the next segment, though.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
You're
getting all leaning back over there, aren't you?
Well, yes. I told you I was going to bring a new chair, like a Lay's Strata Lounger. I could sit down. And an ashtray.
We should maybe drop this down to...
casual seating. Yeah, we could all be sitting in easy chairs. We all have microphones. It's like... Duh.
Yeah, the other studio, we sit in couches.
I was in the other studio when I picked up the Gizmotron.
Oh, nice. How'd you like that?
I wasn't in the hot tub.
No.
No, that is a swanky palace there. I cannot believe how much partyable space he has.
Travis, are you bringing a bike with you? Or are you using one down here? All right, cool. What are you bringing?
Fat Boy. And I don't know if I'm going to rock the Bluto for this thing or if I'm going to go back to my carbon fork.
No Bluto.
No Bluto necessary.
No. And are you flying down with a fat bike?
Yeah, actually, I'm flying down with my wife and two fat bikes.
Sweet. How small can you get them? Would you guys put them in like a hard case, or how do you travel with that from Alaska?
Well, this will be my first trip, but I'm getting ready to order the Evoc bag.
All right.
It's soft-sided, and some of the guys I know up here that do travel with their bikes, that's what they're using. And they said, yeah, you know, just deflate the tires down. You might have to put a strap around the tire to get it smashed down enough to fit in the bag. But they said it would fit.
And what about the airlines? Is that just will the airlines carry that as just extra luggage?
No, I mean, yeah, oversized, so they charge you for it.
All right.
That's so, but cool. Better than shipping it from there for sure, huh?
I would imagine so. Yeah, in the past, you know, when I way back in the day when I shipped bikes and boxes, I used to ship them with UPS. And I kind of had that thought, but I think we'll just go with the airlines, hope for the best.
One of the things I learned, I lived in Minneapolis for a number of years, and one of the key rules of the Minneapolis Mafia was ride someone else's bike. You ever thought about just bumming some bikes off of like Schlick Cycles or someone down here instead of having to deal with all that?
Well, yeah, you know, actually, I got this guy down there that I kind of know. His name's Gomez. And I asked him, you know, what the deal was with the rental bikes and if I could rent one that was worthy. And I think the place he referred to me to was just renting salsa buck sauce.
Oops.
So that wasn't what I'd want to push in the brain.
Oops.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't deprive like matters, those local merchants from dinging an outer stater.
I'll give a plug for Bike Flights because I use them quite a bit.
Yeah.
And they use FedEx, but you get like a massive discount by using Bike Flights. And from here to Las Vegas, it was like $68 or something.
Well, that's not bad at all.
I think I've made contact.
Well, Alaska's like Broome, like
with Michigan. Yeah,
that's big. That's got to be more expensive.
We had to ship our bikes to Broome from Minneapolis because it was cheaper to get them from there than Sydney. It's so remote. Alaska's so remote.
We worked Australia into the conversation.
I know. How do you like that? I'm talking about the remoteness of Alaska to here.
You don't have to scrub every speck of dirt off your bike to send it to Alaska, though.
Yes, you do. They got my boots, but they didn't get my mountain shoes that were my mountain bike shoes that were kicked.
Those that get things.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Travis, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I think we got a few callers on the line. We'll see what they've got to say.
Ruh-roh.
Hang out, man. We'll be back.
Thank you, Travis. Can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah, sounds great, Chris. Look forward to meeting you, man. Awesome. I'll be in Milwaukee the Wednesday before the Berkey.
Sweet ass.
Uh-oh.
Dropping in on the studio.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Whether you carry your bikes on your roof or with a hitch, the best way to get your fat bike to the trail is with a rack from 1UP USA. 1UP USA uses stainless steel hardware on their all-aluminum racks and come with a lifetime warranty. 1UP USA racks are made in the USA, right in Wisconsin. Visit 1UPUSA.com for more information on the fastest loading, highest quality rack solutions.
Hey, fat bikers. This is Chris Daisy from Zion Cyclery. Most of the time I listen to heavy metal, but sometimes I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
And we're back.
Hey,
see, that's like radio magic right there.
This thing is...
You know, we're, I don't know, 20 minutes into the show. Maybe we should talk about one of these events that we've got going on here. Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Nate Phelps.
That's Nate. See, I was looking at the 616 going, I bet that's Nate calling.
Sweet ass.
Somebody must have some questions for you. Tell us about your event. How about that?
Well, first we should introduce him.
Oh, God. Yeah. What? Are you getting all scripty on me?
I don't even know who Nate is.
I wrote this kick-ass line. Nate is the undersecretary to the director of the National Championships Fat Bike Division. Welcome to the show, Nate Phelps.
Hi.
Yeah, a little bit. Could you tell? Are we that much of dead giveaways?
Oh, I laughed so hard it gave me a head rush. So, Nate, Chris, you want to know everything there is to know about this event, because Chris has never ridden a bike before. So, go, Nate.
Nate, I want to know where, when, who, how much, why, and how.
Well, where is Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Yeah, Grand Rapids. The girl-to-guy ratio, there's like 15 to 1, isn't it?
It's what?
Is it? There's a really high woman-to-male ratio there?
Gosh, I don't know.
All right, well, I just thought there was. I was there one weekend, and there was a lot of girls. But anyway.
There's a lot of girl bikers.
Grand Rapids is rad. Anyway, carry on. Sorry, man.
Oh, that's okay. Let's see. We have Grand Rapids. We're doing the Fat Bike Nationals. And
it's on Saturday.
Brought that into the city. Yep, coming up this Saturday. We've got Expo and Packet Pickup starting tomorrow at 11.
Where's that at?
Podium Wear Expo. And that's right at Indian Trails, which is our race venue. And
Indian Trails, yeah, is that just like a state park type thing?
No, it's actually the city golf course. I'm doing this in a partnership with the city of Grand Rapids.
Is it 18 holes, or is it a 9 or an 18 or a 27?
It's an 18.
Sweet.
18.
Now, are you using a lot of the features of the golf course? Are they cool with you doing that and using, you know, big drops or downhill? Well, obviously downhills, but are they letting you kind of run your own course through there, or you work? How does that work with them?
Well, I've worked with them now for, this is like my third year doing fat bike stuff out there. And kind of the general thing is we stay off the greens and the tees, use all the other natural features around on the course. And we have a 4-mile course for the race.
That's three more than I need.
But it's kind of cool because it's just a course that just shows up every winter just for fat bikes, and it just there's no other user group there, so we don't have to share with skiers or snowshoers or anything like that. It's just a fat bike only kind of thing.
Right.
And it's great use of liquor license for a you know, clubhouse.
Oh, awesome.
Ah, yes.
That's important.
We need the liquor license.
Liquor?
Can you drink while you ride?
Yes, you can.
All right, excellent.
But it's a USA. It's a USA Cycling event, right? It's the national championship. So this is kind of a racer. It's like a racer's UCI? Race, right? Yep.
Yeah, and it's multiple laps. Yeah, how many laps do the elite pro men do? The king elite pro men. Plus.
They do 4 laps.
16 miles. So what do you think the winning time is going to be on that? Yeah, it's like, do you think they'll do it in less than an hour?
Yeah, I think we'll see some 18-minute lap times out there.
Killer.
That's a pretty fast group that's in there in the pros. Yeah.
Is it really flowy?
Yeah. But we do also, just for this course, we did have some stuff in there where we slow your way down and then make it nice and tight, and then you can accelerate. So it's not a full, you can't just, it's a sprint race, but it's not like you're going to sprint every part of it. We do slow you down in spots.
Any pain locker climbs?
Yes.
Awesome.
So this particular course, even though you're either up or you're down, I mean, you may think you're on flat ground, but you're generally climbing then.
Like a golf course.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it's like a golf course.
So some really fast dudes are coming to this. I know Cole House is going to be there. That's like the fastest dude in Wisconsin right now. Cole from Einstein said he's coming down. I saw that he made up like this bubblegum bear claw bike for the race. Did you see that?
Yeah, I just saw that post, man. That's a cool looking bike.
I know. I put in their hashtag bike beauty pageant. That's what I would have. That's what I would do.
Nate, what's the weather going to be like for the event? Do you have a forecast that's reliable enough to tell you what's going to happen day of?
Snow.
What? Are you the forecaster?
Snow.
Yeah. Snow.
Snow. Snow.
Yeah, snow.
Is that a legitimate forecast or is that wishful forecast?
Let me pull it up right here.
It looks legit. It looks like we're supposed to be getting the lake effect that's coming across the lake right now.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's kind of been pissing on me all day.
Right. It's not. Yeah. It's not snow over here.
I'm telling you, it's snowing.
It was
at
snowing
my house
when I went out
right
for
now.
A heater.
Oh,
I only live like 40 miles from here. It's snowing in my house. Suckers.
Well, yeah.
But you move closer to the big warm pond and it turns to rain.
You also have our last hope billboard out by you.
It's true. We do not want to go down that road, homie.
Ooh, that's a slippery slope, like some of those ice-covered sand traps.
Yeah, the official forecast for Saturday at the National Championships, ladies and gentlemen, is less than 1 inch of snow falling while you're racing.
But what will have fall in?
It looks like less than 1 inch is going to fall tomorrow, and then it's going to be overcast and frozen. And then it's going to be frozen, and it's going to snow some more. So 2 inches of snow, it's a fast course, and...
So do you think you're going to need studs on this? Is it going to be icy?
No. There's only one stud on my bike. There's only one stud on a bike.
Or 297 if it's my bike, or 297 if I'm riding a...
Mollycoddle. Don't be a mollycoddle.
Collie model.
When I had studs, the first time I rode studs, they were so good that when I put my foot down, I fell down because I didn't have studs on my shoes. That's just crazy.
Damn, just silly.
That's just crazy.
Nate, you've been very, very patient, but I just have a closing thought is, are we going to have a big rave foam party, body painting craziness after this? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I should bring my polar bear on a gold chain.
I think Gomez is asking, like, what can he expect for a party after the race?
Oh, he should bring his blow-up girlfriend. But,
And he had to throw a girlfriend hot in there. Dog, I was like, woo!
Yeah. I was there for a hockey tournament in college, man, and the guy-to-girl ratio in the bars was unbelievable. Grand Rapids, unbelievable. You could call Colin Miller right now. 303-882-0995.
Wait, don't be giving out.
It's all right. He doesn't care. If you call him and say Grand Rapids, Michigan, the first thing he'll say is unbelievable. I'm telling you. It's Grand Rapids is a good town.
It is. It's a place where the rapids are grand. And Nate runs a bike shop called Central District Cyclery. And he's been like the president of the state advocacy thing. He's been Mr. Like Everything in mountain biking. And... he's a handsome devil that also runs.
And does he wear a kilt?
Maybe. Nate could answer that question for a dollar.
Yeah.
All right, Nate. So that's happening this Saturday over there in Grand Rapids. Yes. National Championships.
I'm going to be there. Your weird Uncle Gomez sleeping on top of his car.
Nate, you got a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
let's let Nate get off the phone before Zito hits on him anymore.
I wasn't hitting on him. I was asking for you. I just gonna tell him to be careful with that big bear over here. Don't let him snuggle with you, dude. He's like Brower. You're gonna
Nate's
wake up in the middle
fully
of the night with arm
my
around
program.
You.
He's seen my act many times before.
I have spent many an evening in a king-size bed with Gomez.
No. Don't ever get in a bed with him or Nate Melendez or Brower.
Our first inner bike, Gomez and I, was supposed to be, but it wasn't. It was
and
a
we
king-size
painted a white
bed.
Line in the center of the room.
Mary Tyler Moore died today, didn't she?
She sucks, dude. Yeah, Minneapolis mourns.
Didn't she do a thing with a deal between her and the some movie?
I thought that was the Brady Bunch.
Was she hotter as Mary Richards on the Mary Tyler Moore show, or hotter as Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke show?
Yeah, when she was 17.
All right.
She seemed like kind of like somebody's mom the whole time.
All right, Nate. The train is derailed here.
Love is all around now, don't you?
Thank you very much for calling in and telling us about your event.
You're a peach.
All right, guys.
Talk to you again, man.
I'll see you on Saturday, Gomez.
Sounds good.
What if I see you first?
You're... Well, that about wraps up the event of the week.
Bye, Cracky.
Wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I think we should take another call. I got no idea what's going on here, but I do know this. It was important enough to call in twice. Welcome to the radio program. May I take your order, please?
Hey there. Can I get an M20? No, wait. Give me the Moonman M24. I'm feeling fat. Give me that, keep the tie raw. Yeah, keep that tie raw. Let's do a head big fat deal wheel set and throw some Industry 9 hubs in the middle there for me.
Yeah, what flavor black. Industry so, 9 hubs, sir?
Let's go with the silver. Black. No, silver. No, yeah.
Ding.
Silver.
And, that'll
be $7,212, please. Drive through, thank you.
Do you want... Do you want any fried
items? Yeah, well, if you're going to put some in the fryer for me, can you throw a 1x11 XTR drivetrain? And don't forget that Moonblaster fork and a Thai Moonriser bar.
Yeah, will that complete your order?
Sir.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done, goddammit.
Would you like to try a shamrock shake today? Sorry, go ahead.
No, sir. No. No milk products, please. Just throw those bags on the side, black on black camel. That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
Sir, that comes from Colorado, so it'll be fried when it gets to you. Thank you.
Please pay at the 13th window, sir. Driver out.
Who are you talking to?
This is Evan.
Evan already ordered his bike, so it's a Moonman M24. Oh. Something around 15K. But who needs to talk price, brother?
Hey, I've been in that shop.
Your order's in.
It's a beautiful place.
Moonman.
Thank you.
Thanks, Evan. Do we have any other callers, or should we talk to Evan about other things?
We could talk to other people or Evan, or I don't know. Whatever. I got
what
the
do
button.
You want, Evan?
Me? I just got the little guy down, and I'm out ordering my dream bike. So
he's talking about his weenus.
You want to say it.
That's it. Cut him off. He's talking.
Evan, I was away using the loo, and I'm wondering where you're calling from.
Chicago, burbs.
Oh,
the burbs
nice.
Chicago.
Nice. What did you have for dinner, Evan?
Culver's.
Really?
Well played.
Mushroom and Swiss?
Yeah. Culver's, that pub burger. It's good. I like it.
All right, excellent.
Put some bacon on there.
And did you feed your child that as well?
What now?
Does your child ride a bike, too? Do you have you got bikes for your kids?
I've got him waiting, but he's not riding anything yet. He's only 8 months old.
Oh, dude.
Whoa, just about
yeah,
time.
Yeah, little guy. Where's the wife tonight?
She is sitting on the couch watching The Office.
All right, excellent. Does she have a bike?
Not yet. Well, she does. It's... just a
waiting
run-of-the-mill
like
trek.
All right. Yeah, run-of-the-mill trek. You got everybody on a fat bike, man.
Yeah, bike.
Fat bikes put families together.
See Norm.
Yeah, extra small Surly is in her future.
Is she a petite?
You should probably think about buying some tickets for this raffle bike.
We got any pictures?
Ooh, small Moonlander.
Mooney.
Oh, yeah. All blinged out to the nines.
Moonlander?
Yeah.
I'm all over that raffle.
Yeah, you are.
All right, my man. We are going to pass you along to the decontamination crew. Thanks for shopping fatbike.com. Have a smurfy day.
You too, gentlemen.
Hi, Evan.
Nice sound effect.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. Can Chris take your order, please?
Hi, I'd like a 64-piece crispy nugget, side of 18 joints, and throw in some of those cool-looking candies with the spinny thing. Yeah.
Skittles?
That sounds like Colin Rado. Is that you?
That sounds like you're calling the dope show, sir. All not right. the not no, fat Dave, not the fat yeah. bike order show here.
But
do they have drive through dope stores?
Everybody else does when they come here.
Colin, I rode a rise under a bridge the other day and crashed, and I thought of you because.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Because
I'm trash.
No, I crashed. Not that you're trash. You're not trash. You're solid.
Oh, I thought you saw a piece of trash.
You're totally solid.
Like,
what's the fat biking sitch like over there in Colorado?
Well, them boys at the world famous Redstone Cyclery in Lyons, Colorado, been snowshoeing their ass off up on a trail called the South St. Vrain Trail near Brainerd Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And word on the street that the riding is fucking fantastic.
So how far out of Denver, is Brainerd Lakes?
It's like an hour and a half.
Car drive, you got to rent a car. Like North. If you flew in to go fat biking.
Yeah, I just don't want to drive my car too.
Right, no, I mean if like some joker from Milwaukee or from Grand Rapids or from Alaska wanted to go to Colorado and do some fat biking outside of Denver. They'd have to probably rent a car.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot.
All right. Well, you know what, Colin? You are actually part of the fatbike.com family, right?
This can.
It fell on the ground a couple times.
This is the X-Men. This is the X-Men coming.
Anyway, Colin, you gotta dig up some stuff about people traveling, some fat biking around there for out-of-towners coming to travel.
To travel to Denver, to travel to Colorado. What I would do is I would Google up Redstone Cyclery, give them a call. I think the dude's name is Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, man. go give them a ring because they're the ones that are seeing it. I'm in the brewery like usual.
So. That's a 7.2 alcohol. Who's the in this? And Todd, the Axeman IPA from
Surly Brewing.
Surly Brewery.
Surly Brewing, dude. Aaron Dohmeyer brought me that.
He had that on tap in his basement when I was over
Surly
there last time.
Brad Badger, Aaron Dohmeyer.
Yeah, I got to ride with Aaron, got to hang out with Trevor and get lunch when I was in Minneapolis over the holidays. See the rest of those guys. Minneapolis is real good for riding bikes.
Minneapolis is a cool city, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
That's where I caught the original fat bike fever.
We're trying to make Milwaukee, you know, be partway as cool as Minneapolis.
Dude, it's
Zito and I are inspiring.
You got Zito making the coolest course in town.
Can't even be partway. Can't even be a percentage. You know, even 0.001 is a percentage.
Yeah, it's
beach mon.
Well, we have the thing in Milwaukee.
Minnesota ain't got no damn beach.
They have a lot of lakes, though. But
can you ride on them?
And really tall
only
bridges
in the winter.
Yes. No, but you can ride
over raging rivers.
Rivers of passion.
Passion.
The thing about Minneapolis is they have their bike culture is so much stronger. Greg LeMond, I'm sure, did tremendous leaps and bounds for cycling in Minnesota, but also they have the rails to trails where their decommissioned yards and their decommissioned trails are now all bike paths that encircle the city. There's still some being used, but the ones in Milwaukee, we only have three directions, a north, a south, and a west. We don't have an east, so we don't have that whole system they do. And we don't have the culture that Minneapolis has, but we will someday.
If we only had a leader that knew the Minneapolis bike culture and then moved here.
Fuck off, cunt. I try and try, but I'm just full of shit because I'm a rowdy.
Oh, God, that's too good.
I'm just a rowdy. I don't know shit.
Yeah. I still wear jeans when I ride, too. So if I had that place an order for a fat bike right now, I wouldn't even place an order for a fat bike. I just want a Bluto for my ice cream truck.
All right, Colin, I'll get you a Bluto if you can answer one question correctly.
Oh.
What's the first rule of the Derby? Colin?
I'm thinking here.
Don't start any fires. Just answer.
There's a Bluto on the line.
Right. Run as hard as you can at somebody, and then
stop. You don't run. It's the whole purpose of the Derby is to be like not actually run into people, but use your handling skills and stop in front of them and make them. You know, it's like running into them gets rowdy if you're sovereign and you can afford to replace the guy's rear wheel that you just crushed. That's all great, but otherwise the rule of Derby is no touchy touchy. You know, no smashy smashy, but. I've seen some gnarly crashes just from dudes not touching. You know what I mean? From someone trying to hold a post. And anyway, Al Greyboy fucking busted spiral practice leg there. But anyway, the first rule of the Derby is ride someone else's bike. That's the first rule of the Derby, dude. Don't be dumb.
That's right.
Because there's dumbasses who think, let's smash him up. And it's like,
now you have to ride a Bluto. You just want a Bluto.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, well,
it's an extra large anyway, Colin. So,
hey, Colin, can I take a moment and just say I'd like to send out some healing vibes to Jenna Reinhardt? She broke her femur this week.
So that's a leg part connected to a
hip part,
butt part, or
that's the top
ankle part,
knee part.
Yeah, she broke her femur, and
that's a big injury.
That's the femur,
the knee, your thigh bone. It's the largest bone in the human body. Yeah.
Not on me, it isn't.
Oh, yeah, your nose is fucking gigantic.
Jenna won the Fat Bike Berkey for the last, however long they've been running it. She's won every one.
She'll be in shape for it.
That's BA, man.
Jenna Reinhardt.
That's real BA. Oh,
poor girl.
So it looks like we'll probably have a new ladies Fat Bike Berkey champion.
Why is Colin coming to race?
Is anybody coming out to Fat Bike Worlds out here?
Yes, I'm sure there's going to be at least 12 people there. They're having a downhill race this year.
Wait. When is Fat Bike Worlds?
They are.
That's this weekend, homie.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of our three events we talked about earlier in the show.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
How are you going to have nationals and worlds on the same day? And the worlds are in Crested Butte, I believe.
Correct. Nationals are in Grand Rapids.
And there's this thing called aircraft travel.
Yeah, man. Preach, Collins.
When's the race for the Battle Axe?
Hey, I'm racing Mike Jacques this weekend for the world championship. Sorry. The
legs and liver world.
No. No? We're not even. We're going to have our own world championships on Lake Michigan, and we're going to do a fat bike event where we're going to ride in sand and over rocks and over stones and through water and get rad and have fun and probably have beer. And,
in glass
bottles. We're going to be the world champions because we're going to have more fun.
We're going to be world champions.
Than the doubters that are racing.
Huck and Rocks.
Graham Shavers and who said, fat bikes are dumb. They're slow.
Huck
Rocks heavy.
Racing his bike
fat
on
bikes
the
are dumb
shores
and
of Lake Michigan.
And heavy. They're just a fad.
I remember this one.
Now they're all racing them. They're all racing them.
All right, maybe we should take another call.
They're ruining the fun for everyone else.
Because you're just getting out of hand, man.
Fat bikes are fun. They're not supposed to be raced. Unless you're drunk as shit.
I agree with this.
Preach.
100%.
This is the Crescito Radio Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
You can race
with the right Reverend Crescito.
You can go out and shred and ride the trails and have fun and shred. Or if you want to race, just get drunk and race.
In my opinion, there is only one championship of fat biking, and it's in Decorah.
Oh.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Boom. Drop the mic.
Is that Decorah?
Next call.
Did we get someone from Decorah on the line? Did Colin just set us up?
Colin? I don't know. Who's Colin?
Colin Rado.
Well, welcome to the radio program, caller.
Can we take your order? Welcome to Fat Murphy's. Pedro Fat Murphy's.
Oh, hey. I pushed the button again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chris Zito Radio Hour.
Good day.
What's going on?
We're just sitting here having a little sirvo to Bobby.
Yeah, I'll take a medium rib Thai Donkey Donk. You have those in stock?
I got a Donkey Donk for you. Would you like a side of head wheels with that?
Sir, you sound kind of nervous. Have you been drinking?
Who is it we're talking at? Who's it talking on the line?
This is you. This is JP.
JP, where are you calling from?
Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, mate. That's where it's good snowing city,
beautifully
mate.
Right now.
That's where the legs and liver giver is going to be happening this weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be on my birthday, too, so I'm going to celebrate extra special.
Are you hosting this event?
I am not. An awesome dude named Kevin Berger is.
Cool. Can you give us some insight about it?
I know nothing about it.
Awesome! So why are we talking to you?
I was lured in because he said I could jump my fat bike over the fire.
Yeah! Dude, that's Minneapolis Homie Fall Fest. That just so you know. That's, well, I'm sure people have been jumping bikes over fires for years.
See how he worked Minneapolis into the conversation again?
Dude, that's the first time I ever sat around a campfire, people jumping fires, but I'm sure it's happened everywhere. But anyway, hey,
I heard those
so
guys
the guy throwing the event, you got his number?
I got his number right
call
here.
Him up, tell him to call us and talk to us so we can get some info on his event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got I'll send him a text for you.
You got any couch space if like some drifters from Milwaukee were coming your way?
Drifters. you're really better than a drifter.
We host anyone, but there might be a couple guys coming your way from Milwaukee that actually Zeagle.
Sheep herders from Milwaukee.
Well, we could herd sheep.
If you know what I'm saying.
And that's
so JP. This is JP. We did a story about the parade of bikes. This is JP from that story, a reader's rides where he owned like I don't know, like seven different bikes in that story.
And I lost count.
And what he just called and ordered was like a bike that he sold two of them before in his litany. I think that maybe you should just hang on to a couple of these bikes and then ride two or three of them. I know that goes against your philosophy, but that's what I got out of your story is like, you just got to hang on to some of these bikes.
Yeah, the problem is I want that bike, but I want it in titanium.
Oh, you got to talk to Coach in Minneapolis about that. Every bike he owns
again
is
with the Minneapolis.
Sorry, man. That's the way it goes.
Can't talk to the guys at Moonbat because they make nice bikes.
Minneapolis is the center of the cycling world, man. It's the center of the cycling world.
I think our guest was trying to talk.
I know.
Well, I was just trying to work Minneapolis into the conversation for him. That's where I bought my
That's first my job.
Actually at a swap meet in Minneapolis.
Sweet.
Lakefront Brewery.
So after you order your donk, what kind of wheels do you want on your donk? It's green.
Oh, man. I think I need to get some nice carbon head wheels. Oh. Maybe lace them up to some.
Guess where they are.
80s.
Guess where head is.
80s or 100s?
They're in like Farmingtonville,
I'm kind of digging.
Holland, Canada.
St. Louis Park.
They're in Little Canada,
They're
in Little Canada.
Little Canada, Minnesota or something. Just outside Minneapolis.
Hey, stop interrupting us.
Of course it's Minneapolis.
Stop interrupting us, JP. What kind of hubs do you want on those wheels? My sweet darling cherub.
I think I'm going to have to stick with my purple and get some Onyx hubs.
Onyx, baby, I'm with you on that one.
Onyx Racing. And what would you have? Would you have the portrait of the sweet 8-pound, 15-ounce baby Jesus etched into those hubs? Or would you have, like, the Crown of Thorns Jesus? Or maybe the satanic pentagram?
Just the Jeebus Jesus?
Just Jesus.
I don't know. I think I'd put, like, a nice little caricature of Uncle Gomez on there.
Oh,
that's sweet.
That's because I called you my darling cherub, isn't it?
Let me ask you a question. Right. Let me pose a question.
Cito has a question.
When's the first time you remember the first time you saw a fat bike?
Yeah.
And how much longer was it that you got a fat bike?
Too long.
Not you. I'm talking to the caller.
I remember.
I know about you.
Girls.
I was so enchanted by your question.
Dude, I'll talk to you in the car on the way home, all right? We're not even riding. Gomez picked me up.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Sorry. Well, he lives in the sticks.
All right. On to the caller's answer to your fine question, which was what again?
My answer would be I was actually out ice fishing in the winter.
Where?
On my Fargo. Had some Sunday tires on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a guy on the pugs. And the first time I saw a pugs boy.
Do you remember when it was?
Tires and I had, what's that?
How long ago? How many years ago or what year?
It was about 4 years ago.
All right.
He was rocking a purple pugs, which is probably the original one.
Hell yeah.
That was like 2006 or so. So it's been a while. And I had to stop him and talk to him about the tires because I'm like, man, those tires are awesome. Because he had like some endomorphs on or something like that.
Endomorph. If it was original, the endomorphs with the cream walls, with the tan sidewalls there?
No, they were just solid black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, worked cream into the conversation.
Yeah, but the original endomorphs had the skin walls. They had the tan skin walls. Cream color. I call it cream color.
Yeah. I call it but a anyway, kosher blade.
So then how long did it take you to get one after you saw that first one?
I would say it was within 2 weeks.
Whoa, nice. And what was it? Was it a pug?
It was actually a 907 orange.
Nice.
That he bought from Kelsey Walsh.
Oh, really?
That she won at Gnome Fest.
Did it come with a saddle?
I know where you're going, you know.
That's all right, Patrick. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. That was just he collects saddles. Old saddles.
Yeah, that's the traveling bike.
Yeah. I know like 12 people.
Nurse.
Our hour's up. I'm sorry.
No way. That was it?
No, we can go as long as you want.
We had a lot of dead time in there.
You think we did, but we didn't.
Do we have any more callers?
Well, are we done with JP? Have we used him and ringed him dry?
Your post is very popular. And, you know,
I attribute that to your incredible writing skill.
And your propensity for changing bikes like I change my underwear every few months. New bike, new underwear.
New underwear. Right arm. Hey, thanks again, JP. We're going to bid you adieu.
Bye, JP.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Peace. Brap.
Guess who's still sluffing in the background? Travis,
Alabama?
Are you still awake, Travis?
Yeah. Still conscious here. Here at the longest dose of fat.
Oh, longest dose of fat.
Oh, yeah. Wrong time. I rub you a wrong time.
Great,
Travis.
You're coming
to Milwaukee. I forgot all about that.
Does your girlfriend have a sister, Travis?
Holy crap. He's married.
That's a wife there, eh?
Does your wife have a sister?
My wife has a sister, and, you know, she's kind of hooked up, but she's down in Racine. I might be able
really?
To come for you, Zito.
Do you know the guy?
Yeah.
Is he bigger than me?
Never seen
him. Well, I haven't met you yet.
All right.
He's pretty stout, but, you know, one nut shot.
Does he have guns? Man.
Probably.
Doesn't everyone?
All right, TK. That's
you can't ask that question anymore. We're in Trump's America.
Nah, I don't want to mess with a guy with a gun.
But you have a gun. He has a gun.
I don't.
And you put them down and then you brawl.
Guns. Sorry, man. I'm anti-gun unless I'm shooting something I'm surviving with to eat.
Put the gun down. Kick the guy's ass. Bam.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Welcome to Smurfs Illustrated, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, Travis, you got to come down and shred down here with us. It'll be fun.
Is it March 8th, Travis?
Wednesday. Yeah, that's the Wednesday, right?
Yep. I believe it is.
We are going to party like it's 1999.
Milwaukee Tuesday afternoon, and then that 8th. Yeah, let's ride.
I got that whole week off.
Tuesday afternoon? Is that
my,
what you
my
said?
Boss gave me the week off.
Hold on.
Wait, that's me.
Did you say Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right, I'm going to take that day off.
Yeah, you should probably work Tuesday instead.
Yeah, well.
Or just take off.
Yeah, I'm going to be sick.
Take off to take the great white. No, take off.
Whoa.
Wow.
Take off, Ozer.
Take off, eh?
And,
hey, speaking of taking off, can we get the fuck out of here pretty soon?
Hey, our
yeah,
show
Travis,
is...
I can't wait to meet you, man. I want to show you Milwaukee, so we're going to ride, and then we're going to go out and have see some bars. What do you got to do on Wednesday morning? Or Thursday morning?
Is this how Zito says goodbye?
Yeah, in a 28-minute
soliloquy. We're ending the show.
All right.
All right.
Travis,
so
we'll
say goodbye.
See you in Milwaukee.
I don't mean to be rude, but...
That's all right.
Greg runs a tighter ship than we any of us really know.
9 minutes tight. Worry about it.
Worry about it. Did you have?
Did you know what?
Did you actually, and Travis want to maybe connect offline?
I think I could set that up.
What's actually important here
is that this show is making up for the time that people got gypped out of for the last several shows when they was like, "Oh, I was expecting a whole hour and I got 42 minutes." It's like, well, we're just 30, giving them the extra time now.
35 minutes.
Yeah, is there something wrong with carrying on?
Like 7 minutes of music.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That nobody wants to listen to us for an hour.
Yeah.
Except for Travis, because he's been on for an hour and 5 minutes now.
Travis, you rule. You fucking rule, dude.
Travis, do you know how to party with you? Do you know what the closing line is of the show is, Travis?
What's that? Oh, the, the fast food thing, right?
No.
But
our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes, Parts, and Chaos of Surly Bikes. Hey, where do you think you can learn more, Travis? Yep, you're right. SurlyBikes.com. Damn.
Hey, call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message. We'll get enough messages. People need to use that voicemail capability of our phone number, 818-918-2453, which is 818-918-BIKE, boy. And then leave a message.
And we got stuff. In the show.
Do we ever give
in the show?
You guys ever give shit away?
Yeah, we're gonna set you up like an hour ride with Chris Zito as a prize.
Oh, shred!
All right, he's gonna show you the grounds down there where you have the bodies buried and stuff.
Urban jungle. I'll show him the whole fuck. Darn city.
Chucky darn. I've been pushing buttons. I don't know what I'm doing.
Zito and I are cooking up at an event,
no.
too.
We're still talking, so we're not done yet.
In that case, ladies and gentlemen, take my advice. Pull down your pants and slide on the ice.
Till then.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.